military action will continue until Gaddafi fully complies with the terms of 1973, ceases his attacks on civilians, pulls his troops back from places they have forcibly entered, and allows key services and humanitarian assistance to reach all Libyans.
A top NATO commander says there's a chance Gaddafi will leave under pressure from the U.S. and its partners. Admiral James Stavridis, the NATO Supreme Allied Commander in Europe, spoke to a congressional panel today.
I think we have a chance at a more than reasonable chance of Gaddafi leaving because the entire international community is arrayed against him.
The top Democrat and Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee say President Barack Obama was right to use military force in Libya. Democratic Senator Carl Levin of Michigan and Republican John McCain of Arizona made the comments today.
Gaddafi may crack. I think it's very possible that he may do so. But I don't think we can place all of our hopes on that outcome.
Last night, President Barack Obama addressed the nation and said control of the operation would be handed off this week to NATO.
If we tried to overthrow Gaddafi by force, our coalition would splinter. We would likely have to put U.S. troops on the ground to accomplish that mission, or risk killing many civilians from the air.